Hi, welcome to the week number six of Pathfinders for the West Coast group, and this is where the wild ones meet. We're going to find out whether you play well with other children because you were put together in teams this week, and we're going to take a look at everybody else has this on week six, right?
Is that the call we were supposed to listen to on Team Utah?
Yeah, what were you listening to?
Week five, because week four had the right assignment for last week.
All right, so we were on week five.
I hope.
All right. Week five, week six. We got a week behind there, and I got my calendar off, so you guys get one credit for stumping the teacher. Jeez. Some people just live for that. Okay, so I'm like rifling through my papers here to find my roster, and okay, where am I here? Okay, I got my teams here, I believe. You know what? Y'all should never clean a desk. It screws up the whole piling system. Okay, this is week number five. Week number five, and what you should have been listening to was week number five. And is there anybody else besides Rhonda who is having a difficult time listening to the archives on teamutah.org or .com? Is everybody getting those? Without too much problem?
Yeah, if you have high-speed internet, that's what I have to do.
Okay, so without high-speed, you had a problem too?
Oh, yeah, I can't do it. I go to someone else's house. I have dial-up. I can't do it.
Oh, wow. That's not very friendly of us, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, Jerry, this is Ron and Sandy. Our satellite's been acting up this week, too, and she's had problems with it.
Okay. So we're going to come up with a better way to do this, but there are some interesting pieces that will be more difficult for us out here in the stinkweeds. And I heard a great joke this last week. Rich Murphy was telling when he went over to Norway, they took a group of Texans over there to help launch Pathfinders in Norway, or to honor the Norway groups as they build their Pathfinder groups. And they said, how come that... You know, even without asking, that the toothbrush was invented in Texas. And people says, nope, don't know how come. How come a toothbrush was invented in Texas? And they said, because if it had been introduced or invented anywhere else, it would be called the teeth brush.
No!
It's a little slap in the face of the poor Texans. I'm stalling for time here, okay? Where's my papers? Who wants to volunteer to keep me organized? I will have somebody next week, I promise you, and her name is Jetty. She's the most amount of awesome, and she's why, too. In fact, I should...
Sound is like the
why off the internet sometime. It's just awesome. Jetty is a young mom, got into her Pathfinder group and booked out, went all the way to silver, and had never seen a soul in the town she just moved to 4 months earlier. Went to silver anyway. And she's a mom with a one-year-old, which turns out to be excellent people bait. So those of you who have youngins, those youngins can bring lots of people to the Nican business. Who's done that? Anybody? Have you ever used your kids as bait?
Yeah,
you would. You could do that. So what kind of a situation was that, Rich?
Right now at this point, I just use it with the fact that... the arm situation with my daughter, how fast how fast the palm pad worked in covering her arm. And the doctor said it was going to take 6 weeks to heal. It actually healed in 3 weeks. The water that you can give them as far as letting them know how much more energy my kids have compared to the rest of the kids on the playground. You know, and I saw them a little video clip of my daughter. My five-year-old just climbed on the monkey bars for about, like, 10 minutes. I have, like, a video phone, so I just show them, and they're like, wow, it's crazy. Not to mention that they have, like, an accident in their shoes. So, I mean, just putting them on products and just kind of sharing them with them as far as, because everybody out here in Southern California, they spend a lot of money on their kids, so why not keep them healthy? So it's kind of an easy bait out here for that.
That is so true, and we just have to take advantage of all of that stuff. And there's some really good stuff out there. Let's start our roll call here and see if I can finally get this thing right. Rich, complete or incomplete?
Incomplete. Missed the call.
Sherry.
Complete plus one.
Way to go.
Okay, give me that one again, because Peggy Clayton, I have to get her.
Complete
call.
Plus one.
Plus one, all right. Let me just write down this number for Peggy to get in. Sherry, can you tell us, while I'm doing this process here, just fill us in on one of your favorite ones that you hit this week.
Favorite ones. Well, one of my favorite things I think I did this week, while I was at a Mother's Day tea, and I just have, I always have, like, things in my car, but I've been putting the Meg Boys just constantly in my purse. They're never anywhere but in my purse. And, at the table, I mean, there's all these, you know, gray-haired people at this Mother's Day tea, and, but at the table was, someone that I'm semi-related to, but she started talking about her shoulder and how bad her shoulder hurt, and I just took out the Meg Boys, and I just stood right up there at the table in between courses and just started rolling her shoulder for a few minutes, and, you know, she just said, well, what's that? And I said, well, just wait a second, and then we'll talk about it. And I just rolled her shoulder, and she... Earlier, how I knew her shoulder was hurting is she went to reach for a plate for the fruit, and she couldn't lift it up because her shoulder hurt so bad. And I said, well, what's up with that, Cindy? And she just kind of raised her arm part way, and she said, well, this is as far as I can get my arm up. And it wasn't even shoulder height. And so I just started rolling and said, you know, just wait a second, just let me do this. And after I was done, she just straightened her arm all the way over her head and went to reach for the plate again and could lift it all the way up, and she was just amazed. And so then the whole table, we started talking about Mekan and started talking about the magnetics, and somebody else had me come over and roll them. So I'm, you know, going around the table rolling the Meg Boys on all these people, explaining the business and Mekan. And so Cindy got right on the phone, called her sister, said her sister's looking for a business. So her sister and her husband are coming this Saturday to the launch, and it was just all because somebody reached for a plate of fruit, so.
Wow, you're kind of sneaky.
That was probably my favorite one.
That's terrific. How about Dave and Rhonda?
Complete.
Terrific. And what was your favorite one for the week?
Oh, I don't know.
How about Rhonda? Is she there?
She's there. She made most of the calls.
Well, Rhonda had a great one, and it was the neck, if nothing else. Or was that the week before?
Was it Rhea's house?
Oh, at Rhea's house with Terry.
Yeah.
And she couldn't move her neck very far up and down or sideways, either way. And you put the CM cream on her and then just laid the necklace around her neck, and it greatly improved her her mobility and how far she could move her neck. She was really impressed, and I think she's coming back to a preview that I'm having this Thursday.
But she wasn't paying much attention to the preview after that. She just kept swinging her head around. That was cool. And so why don't you describe how you set up Rhea and what that worked out like? Rhonda.
What's that?
Why don't you describe how you got the thing set up for Rhea, what that whole event worked out like for the team here. Who showed up? How did she find those people? What kind of format was it? You know, things like that that would be helpful to other people who want to set up a meeting in their own home.
Okay, well, actually it was all Rhea's doing. She's somebody I sponsored, and she's just all on fire, and she just called a bunch of friends and had them into her home, and I came, and you came, and Gina, her upline, and you did a great presentation, and everybody was amazed.
And one of the things that that we can look at in terms of groups of people, oftentimes it's difficult to create a group of people to come together. But if you've got people who meet normally for something else, that can be helpful. Do you remember what that group generally came from?
I think they're basically her friends from church.
Yeah, from what I picked up, it was a senior ladies prayer group. And so they meet on a regular basis. For example, some of you may become speakers at various venues. This is just a little tidbit to throw out to you. That groups like Kiwanis and Lions Clubs and that sort of thing, every week they have to have a speaker from the outside. Imagine that you were the person who was organizing the speaker every week. You'd probably go nuts trying to find different people, different venues, different things for folks to speak on. Wouldn't it be kind of neat to go to a place where you've got 25 or 30 business leaders who are captive, who are hoping to just learn something new about some new subject? If you contact their person who's in charge of finding a speaker for the week, they don't have to find the speaker for the week, and you get a chance to slide right into that position.
That's an awesome idea.
It's a win-win scenario for everybody around the horn. Peggy, did you find your way on?
I am, I'm on.
Complete or incomplete?
Complete.
What was your favorite one for the week?
Well, actually, my favorite is talking to a gal that sells Mary Kay, and just talking to her about the type of business it is. She was interested. She wants to. What we're doing is we're giving 5 free tans to people that bring 5 people to a wellness preview. And this is my connections from
awesome.
From the tan booth. And I've actually got 3 of those set up, but the one gal I was talking to, she sells Mary Kay and she works somewhere else, and she wants a new career, and she was so excited about the business, just telling her about it, and we're going to do a wellness preview in her home with at least 5 people, and the way she's talking, it may be more.
Isn't it amazing how people will really flock to get something like free tans?
Oh, yeah, but you know what? It was beyond that. She's just really excited about Nikon as a company, you know, and I was telling her how excited I was about it, like you tell us to do, but I'm very excited about Nikon. It's changed my life. But I really didn't talk too much about what it had done for me. I talked about the business opportunity, and she's just thrilled.
Wow, that's totally awesome.
It is.
Peggy, you're a changed person these last couple months.
I just Pathfinders. I love working with my team. We're the Fantastic Four. And
oh.
You bet. I'm going to plug it. I think the Pathfinders is really good. It keeps me going week to week. And this is what I needed and what I wanted. I mean, I believe in Meek and wholeheartedly and the Simply Speaking, you know, cassette was really kind of, you know, just keep at it and, you know, keep going, and the message that was there was a really good message, too. So, yeah, Pathfinders has been really good for me.
Awesome. Ron, how about you? What was complete or incomplete?
Incomplete.
What was your favorite one for the week?
Oh, let's see here. Actually, a couple that does our taxes, a CPA, his wife has been hurting for years, and he spent about $22,000 in the past trying to help her out and has not had any luck. And he's in the business called Quickstar, and I just happened to be over there because my truck broke down. I had to get brakes done, and it went out as I was in town, so I left my truck at his house, and I had my daughter pick me up and take me home because it's, 45 miles home, and I didn't want to ruin my drums. So in the process, when Sandy and I were at the home, she was talking about how much pain she was in, and I mean, I just took a bracelet off my wrist and gave it to her. I mean, I didn't have a clue that that was going to help her out, not with the pain that she was in. But anyway, to make a long story short, she woke up the next morning and ordered Don to order 5 of them. She walked out of the bedroom, and it kind of freaked him out because she won't spend a penny for anything. She's known through the Quickstar business as the person who could stretch her penny 5 miles. And for her to say that, it just knocked him off his feet. So anyway, he told me he'd be my number one downline if we can prove we would help her out. And so instantly, they're in the process of trying to order the mattress system. It's about a $5,000 mattress. He wants the whole thing. And he's done the research on the Internet. And of course, that's what he does with the Quickstar. So other than that, it was hilarious. He just could not believe that little thing doing that. And he's now getting the picture of what this business does as far as wellness, because he's very good friends with us, and he sees what the Nikon business has done for Sandy with her lupus. And I think we've really got him on the fence, ready to fall off on our side.
Way to go. Linda, complete or incomplete?
Complete plus two.
Ooh, what was your favorite one?
Probably have to be Kelsey and Mike. They were a brother and sister that called me up. They said, we're in Alaska. We're flying to Tacoma tomorrow. Do you have any puppies available? I said, yes, I have one. And then they said, can you meet us about partway? And I said, sure. So we met up in Moses Lake and delivered the puppy. And then I asked him what he did for work. He works at the Forestry Service and does a lot of walking and hiking. He's also a hockey player. And I said, oh, then you'd be really interested in what I've got here. And, of course, I had my bag with all my products and ready to give them catalogs and everything. I knew they'd be interested. I just assume people are. And got out the mag steps and did the mag steps test with him. And he absolutely loved it. Said, oh, my gosh, I have to have these. And so we talked about him getting more information. I gave him a catalog. I told him a little bit about the business. He was very excited. He's just a young guy in his early 20s. I gave him a CD. I gave him one with product experiences that was, I felt was excellent, and the Healthier You, and then the catalog. Sent him on his way. Then I went to a wellness preview. He promised he'd go to one. I said, I will find somebody where you're at. I said, I have no idea. But then I went to a wellness preview, talked to Ginger Johnson. She says, oh, yeah, you need to talk to Vita. And, Jerry, you know Vita from the other Pathfinders group, is that right?
Oh, yeah. She's in my group, yeah.
So I was excited about that because she's actually there. And so then I called Mike back up and told him I found somebody. And I said, you're still willing to go to Wellness for You? He said, yes, I am. I'm excited about it. And so I have Vita's number. I haven't gotten a hold of her yet to set that up, but that's what we're doing this week. And I'm pretty excited about that because I think they're going to work on the business, and they were talking about his mom and family members that need the products, and so I'm excited.
Wow. That's totally stoking. Marcia, how about you? Complete or incomplete? Marcia, are you there? She must have had problems getting that new phone number. Oops, because she's like...
She was complete. We talked earlier, and she was
I'm here.
On all.
Oh, there she
is. Yeah, I'm here. I'm a complete plus three.
Ooh!
Ooh!
That's
all right.
My teammate.
I can feel the hair growing right now. So, what was your favorite one?
Oh, I think my favorite one was the one I already told you about this week when I had my oil changed, and as I was paying, I gave them the woman a business card, and then she looked at it and read it, and as I was walking to my car, she followed me out and wanted to know what kind of wellness products, and went in and did went back in because they didn't really have any other business, and did an ABC and put product on them, and they're coming to my preview tomorrow night. Stopped in and checked on them today and gave them some information on the water. We got talking about water.
Awesome. Rich, I didn't get to ask you what your favorite one was.
I had to unmute.
Okay. Yeah, my favorite one was actually one of my clients who sat down. And I just while I was training her, I put a laptop in front of her while she was on the elliptical. And I ran, sorry about that, it's a dog. I ran the preview through, and she pulled out her credit card and signed up. She tried to order some products. We had some technical difficulties, but we're going to get through that and get it started and get going.
Okay, so you put a laptop on her lap while she was doing the elliptical?
No, I put the laptop on top of the part of the elliptical.
Yeah, okay. And which one did you play?
I played the one from the website, actually. The eight.
Awesome.
And I did, like, sampling products for from the enzymes. Because she's still nursing, so she really can't go on the burn or some of the other fitness stuff that I have her husband on. And so they were just like, wow, okay. And they're going in at a three level. You get started, and then they're going to start sharing with people, and then hopefully we can start doing previews at her house. And, you know, once they get the wellness on, because she was interested in some of the air filtration systems and the water as well.
That is totally cool. All right. And then finally, Jenny, complete or incomplete?
Complete.
All right. And what was your favorite?
My favorite was a guy ran into a salesman at a gas station who was actually selling some car wash, like waterless car wash or something. Anyway, it was we got to talking, and he had pretty smooth, you know, sales pitch, handing me the product and all this. And so I commented on it, and said, you know, I deal with salespeople all the time, and that's my job. And he said, well, what do you do? And I said, well, I said, my job, you know, I do this, but I said, I actually have a business that I work part time at that's going to replace that income. And I said, that's what I'm really excited about. So he says, oh, he says, well, that's real interesting. What is that? And I said, have you ever heard of Nikan? And he said, no. And I said, well, it's a Japanese company. They've got just some really, really cool products. I said, it's a lot of fun. And then I dropped it for a little bit, changed the subject, went back to what he was talking about. It piqued his interest a little bit, but then did a little bit of the takeaway thing, and we talked a little bit more about the product. And then I went back to give him a card, and actually I pulled out two cards, and I said, you know, here's my work card. I said, I hire and train salespeople. I said, but, and I gave him my business card. I said, this is what you're really going to be interested in. Because, I said, you know, this is a part-time business working on a full-time income. I said, this is a lot more exciting. And he says, yeah, that sounds like, you know, what I'd be interested in. And I said, well, hang on a second. I said, you know, I might have a CD around here. Of course, I had a big pile sitting on my here in the car. But I pulled that out and I said, you know what, let me go ahead and let you listen to this, and let me get your phone number so I can follow up with you and get your thoughts on it. So I got his number, and he was totally excited. I really had to restrain myself in not giving him too much information. I kind of threw a little bit out there and then acted like no big deal, and then threw a little bit more out and then, you know, no big deal. And when I followed up with him, he said he hadn't listened to it yet. And I'm like, oh, are you serious? Really? You know, like, I can't believe you didn't listen. And he said, I promise. I'll listen to it the next 2 days. I promise. So I called him back, and he said, oh, you're going to kill me. So I didn't get to hear the whole thing. He says, I put it in, you know, in my car and in the CD player. And I got to hear part of it. And I said, okay, out of what you heard, what did you like? And he said, well, I heard about the mag steps. That sounded kind of interesting. What are the products?
and again, had to restrain myself and not give him too much information and say, well, you know how people are so tired of, you know, prescription medications and the side effects and all of that, and people are looking towards alternative health. Well, these products fill that need, and they're, you can't get them anywhere else. They're just fantastic. And I said, you know, there's every, you know, anything you need to make your home into a wellness home, a place that makes you healthier. And I said, you really just need to see them in person. And here's what I can do for you. You know, we've got to get together on Thursday, and that would be a good place for you to come and see them. And then I said, what are you doing? And he says, well, you know, I'm working that night. And I said, well, you know, I might be able to set up, you know, some, like a meeting or come to you or something. I said, but really, yeah, that would be the best place. And he said, you know, I think I probably can. That's late enough. I'm pretty sure I can. And so by the end of the call, I had him committed to going to the meeting. So I like that one the best because, you know, I keep hearing and keep trying to drill into my own head, you know, not to give too much information. And it was beautiful because it got his curiosity, and he has to go to the meeting to see. You know, I didn't give him so much that he could make a decision right away. He had to actually go and get the whole ball of wax.
That is awesome. Hey, how many of you learned from listening to other people's successes this week?
Oh, definitely.
You know what's cool is that you all are going to be teaching each other more and teaching some of us teachers more than you'll ever learn from the pre-done materials. However, there's some pretty cool pre-done materials. This week we're going to be talking about team, and we're going to be talking about how those teams work together. So we're going to find out which teams really did work together. And Fantastic Four. That's a new name for a team. So, Peggy? Who
yeah?
are your team members? Do you remember?
Who are my team members?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, definitely. Linda and... oh, definitely. Of course, you asked me, and I go blank. Wanda and Dave.
Okay. And we're going to be working as a team this week. If you're following along in your workbook, there is a section at the very beginning that talks about being week five, and that being the beginning of a month. We're going to be out of sequence on that. We'll come back to this, but I want you to be aware of it. We want to find out number of signups who purchase products, the number of signups who are on auto ship, the number of business partners that you sponsored. Those are people that went senior or above, and the number of business partners on auto ship. So you can find this on page 16 of your workbook. At the end of every month, beginning of the next month, we'll be reviewing what our results were with your team and individually, and I'll ask you at the beginning of the call, or hopefully Jetty will be on by then, and she'll be at it checking with you on those numbers of signups, and we're going to take a look at our statistics and say what is really working. And we found out just vicariously here that Rich actually added somebody to the team. Was there anybody else that in the last week added somebody to your team? Okay, so that's a number that we're going to be really looking at and saying, if we don't, why not? And I know that, Rhonda, you guys were pretty close on a few. Do you think there are some in the works that are going to be maybe coming as a result of Rhea's meeting?
Of Rhea's meeting?
Yeah.
To sign up? Yeah, I think there might be one that's pretty interesting. Yeah.
I think there were two, so we need to compare some notes on that.
Okay.
Team 2, do you have a name for you guys? The testosterone team here.
Testosterone team?
Yeah, well, I thought it was Ron and Rich.
And Janny?
And Janny.
Hey! Sorry, Janny.
Hey, Manly.
I'm going to go there. I see Manly.
Hey, that's right. We're all about growing hair here. Okay.
First,
so
get her done.
Get her done, okay.
Here, get her done.
Can you spell it for him?
G-I-T, capital R-D-O-N-E. Get her done.
All right. All right, and so I fully expect that will be the case with this team. And As I go into the third team, I will attempt not to make any faux pas about sex here. So, team number three, do you have a team name?
We do.
What is
We're
that?
The Freedom Force.
Freedom Force. You know what I really, really, really like about this group?
Hmm.
We've got people coming on this call with their team names. A lot of people have neglected that part of it, but you guys are on track.
Woohoo!
We just have to get the volume up there so you get paid.
Yes.
It's a big deal. So we're going to handle these teams here, and that is that we're going to share what you learned from our breeding and our CD, but from this point forward, just to kind of for time brevity and to give people a chance to really put their input in, one member of the team will be doing the book, one will be doing the CD, and some of them will be a summary of how to implement what they've learned. And so as you get together as a group this week, assign yourself that. Again, that's on page 16 of your workbook, and it'll give you the parameters to work with. So let's start with our book, and Fantastic Four, you get to choose who you want to review the book, or if somebody's got an idea of, or they got something they really want to throw in there, which one of you wants to do that?
I'll go ahead and take that one.
Okay, Dave.
So one of the important things in the book was is scheduling, and scheduling everything out. Another chapter talks about picking the right company and believing in that company, and making sure every week you invest the hours into it.
Good. Okay, then the next group, Get Her Done, who wants to kind of pop some ideas out of the book that you picked up?
One thing that I really liked was it, the way it talked about scheduling, it followed right along in line with what VKIN is doing with our quarterly pushes, with the, you know, the quarterly events, the, you know, weekly meetings. It fell right in line with that, and that was something that I picked up on.
Cool. And Freedom Force, which has two people on it, so you guys get to, like, do twofers sometimes. But does somebody have a feeling for what you picked up from the book?
Ms. Marcy, I'm going to talk about the book because we already discussed who would do what in our team.
Way to go.
Woo-hoo!
Because one of the points was if I don't choose, other people will choose for me. So.
Right.
Boy, is that important.
Yeah.
That is hugely important. Now, I'm gonna kind of clue you guys into something, because as you begin to be teachers and mentors in your teams and in your programs, you're going to begin to discover that there are so many people in our society that will be joining your team that have monkeys in their head. And these monkeys have one purpose, and that's to screw everything up. And what can often derail your whole business is chasing other people's monkeys with them. The monkeys are useless. Get over it. They are leading them into places where they're only going to think and talk about garbage all day. It will make them, it'll disempower them. It will make them unable to go out and transfer a vision into anybody else's head. They will seem like life, well, they, you know the old adage, if you look like you're giving birth to a piano, no one wants to join you. So these people who look like the poster children for California pitted prunes, and they want to stand around and talk everybody else into understanding how miserable their life really is, don't go there. Because here's the scoop, and Marcia just brought this up. Everything, stuff happens to us every day. Did anybody figure out so far in your abundant life experience that the world in general is a crappy stuff happens? Is that a shock to anybody?
No.
And the big difference between people is how they choose to react to the crappy stuff that happens. It, you know, is it unique to people that they have miserable things? No. Everybody's got miserable things that happen. The memorable people are the ones who choose a different route. And so if we have people that have been unsuccessful for a while in their Nikken business, it could be a cold-hearted thing to say, but isn't that merely a choice they've made?
Yes, absolutely.
And how they react to certain situations is just a choice they've made. So that choice, that's going to become an increasingly large part of what you're looking for when you're troubleshooting people and why are they not currently successful. Here's an example. What if your downline distributors say, I don't have any time? Does it make logical sense that they have chosen to use their time for one purpose and not another?
Yes.
Does it make sense that a billionaire has the same amount of time as a person on welfare?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And how much time do they have?
24 hours in a day.
So it's a choice what we want to do with those hours. If we want to ruminate on our shortcomings, we can find plenty.
Yep.
Thanks for giving me that platform, Marcia.
Oh, you're very welcome. Do you want me to say any more about the book?
If you have something to say, have at it.
Well, one thing was interesting. One of the points he made, too, was don't ask me, I'm already in, and yet, was it Jenny that had the person who was in another network?
Was that you? Ron?
That was Ron, I think.
Yeah,
this is Ron. Yeah, that is interested in our product. So I guess that one's not always true. But, you know, you can approach people that are in other network marketings.
Oh, yeah, he's been in the business for years, too.
Well, that's a heck of an interesting point to bring up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it okay to recruit people from another network marketing company?
Absolutely.
I think
you had an incredible statement that you made to me when I shared that with you, and Don was concerned that he asked me, he says, well, can I be in your business as well as mine? And I said, well, absolutely. And what I really thought was great that you said was, well, Ron, basically, does he make $6,500 a month in the business he's in? And I said, no, actually, I think the most he's ever made was like $2,500. And you made the statement, well, maybe when he hits $6,500 in our business, maybe his mind will change.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was great.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's been backing off for the last year. He's not pushing that business no ways like he used to. And I think with his wife being sick, and he saw what that one little bracelet did, that, wow, Quickstar has not helped my wife, but yet I've just been introduced to one simple product, and it is, so we've got his attention.
Awesome.
Now, that's an interesting point. Jenny, were you going to say, or who was up?
I think as long as we're not going out and seeking out people who are already happy in a network marketing business,
yeah,
we're not going to have as much success there. But certainly I think if we run into people who happen to be in one and there's a need, I don't think we should be hesitant in talking to them and seeing if we can help them out.
Okay, you just spoke something that's really the quintessential answer to the whole equation.
Mm-hmm.
All you're out there doing is filling needs. If you're trying to recruit somebody who's happy doing what they're doing, you deserve what you get, which is going to be a whole big fat bag full of rejection. And
yeah,
people are going to, you know, minds my dad's stronger than your dad type of stuff. And it isn't going to be fun for anybody. But if you truly in your heart have a desire to help somebody fill a need in their lives, and they choose that this may be the need that could fill it, no, I don't think any company out there is going to try to preclude their people from doing that.
Jerry, this is Peggy, and it seems to me like on a lot of the tapes and the CDs that I've, people that are really successful in this business actually have done other network marketing prior to this and have a wealth of knowledge to bring to this business and are able to, you know, move a lot faster. And when I was talking to one gal that does Mary Kay, she was really excited about this business, and she said, well, I could actually do it with Mary Kay because, you know, Mary Kay's for the outside and your business is basically for the inside. And I said, well, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And brought up the fact that ours, you know, our business at a certain point will buy cars and houses. And she says, well, yeah, Mary Kay doesn't do that.
So those were other needs that she had that weren't being... Now, that would be almost as if you could say there are consumers out there, and since these consumers use Walmart to buy their fabric softeners, we're going to make an assumption that they have no need to buy macaroni. What?
Yeah.
There are many, many needs that people need filled, and wouldn't we love to have network marketing companies which have higher quality products, usually a more ethical distribution system, help to provide those for people and give the quality of life that's going to change the future for our children, as opposed to people saying we're going to be divisive like so many church entities are and break the whole thing up into pieces and we fight each other. That ain't any good.
Yeah, right.
So if somebody's very happy with what they do and you go after trying to say, no, you're not,
yeah,
and they go, yes, I am, and you say, no, you're not, you'd be more happy if you were like me. Well, then you're a clammy idiot. You deserve everything you get.
Hey, Jerry, you know what I did this morning, not to interrupt you, but what I did was, whenever you know a person's in a business like that, I knew Amy had told me, his wife had told me that they had a fuel additive, which is a really good product that they can get through their business. And so what I did is I hit him with two avenues. This CD from Paul Van Pelzer, I asked Donna, I said, remember that guy Frank Feathers that was one of the top leading future gentlemen in the world that spoke in Seattle? He said, oh, yeah. I said, it was kind of ironic. I said, I've got a CD here I want to let you listen to. It's another one of those guys. And I didn't try to go at him with, like, my dog's bigger than yours. I said, you got to listen to this, man. These guys are incredible. So I gave him that CD today. And then I turned around and asked him, I said, do you have any of that fuel additive on hand? He says, yeah, by the way, I do. So what I did is I bought one of those bottles from him because I need it anyway. I drive 100 and some miles a day. So basically what I did is I went at him in a respectful way. You know, if you got some products, Don, that I can use, I sure like to buy them. And so he sold me that bottle. I, in turn, gave him the CD to listen to. So it was the perfect approach without saying, my company's better than yours.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know that was a profound CD for you. So what were some of the points that you get to speak for your team on that one?
Well, I was just not blown out of the water because it hits on three of the main things that what we do. And when you make an approach, if you just barely go at these guys with the most simplest approach that you can and give them, like, this CD here, the next trillion-dollar opportunity, well, it explains everything. The business speaks for itself far better than what you could. You didn't have to sell them on anything. The CD did it. And then in this CD, it tells where it's going, and guess what? It's by the top leading guy out there, so you didn't have to do it. He did it. So it's like the third-party guy
speaking for the business who's not even in this business. And the opportunity with the money, which you're going to share that with them too, so it's like bam, 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 right in their face. If they don't get this one, goodness gracious, they won't get anything.
Like they say, dial 911 because they aren't breathing.
Exactly. So I thought, wow, in the last three I've listened to, they're incredible.
Cool. Fantastic Four, who wants to speak to the CD?
Well, I really enjoyed the CD just because it showed, this is Linda, just because it showed us how much easier the business should be for us now, considering the great Royal Diamonds and Royal Ambassadors, the hard work that they had to go through, and time and effort, and it was harder to qualify. You had to reach a higher level of success to get your people, and that it is, NECAN has made it so much easier for us now. And he did talk about keeping it simple. One thing that was interesting to me is Dennis Williams said that they went along and they did the business and just, you know, told this person, told that person, and it built up. But they ended up with all these bronzes across. Nobody made it to silver for quite some time until somebody came along and said, oh, I can do that. And this was a person that really, Dennis Williams looked at him and thought, oh, how are you going to do that in that small town with, you know, not that many people and this and that. But they did. They made it to silver, and then everyone else saw that and went, well, if that person can do it, I can do it. And then they went like crazy. And so it was set by example. It was just kind of funny how he says, just like the guy that ran the 4-minute mile, and everybody thought his heart was going to burst or his lungs or something with, you know, going that fast. And then he broke the record, and then others followed suit and said, okay, well, if he can do it, then I can break that record. I can make it even shorter time. So it is lead by example, and they have kept it very simple and to the point, and they show everything from the heart. And I loved in the end when they had the affirmation, and I copied that down. I wrote down word for word, and then decided that I need to work on my own, and I need to start telling myself every single morning what my affirmations are so that I can achieve my goals. And I'm excited about our group. We've got an awesome group. So,
that's terrific. Okay, Freedom Force, who wants to talk about the tape?
This is Sherry. I was assigned the CD. And one thing that I really liked that was that's different than what Linda said. Linda said a ton of great stuff. But just when he first, you know, everyone wants to know how someone first got started. You know, how did you do it? How did you build your business? And it was so simple what he was talking about, how Ruth had called people on the phone and just said, hey, have you ever heard of NECAN Wellness Technologies? And, oh, you haven't? Well, you know what? We hadn't either, but this is the greatest stuff. You have to come over and see it. You can come over and see everything. And, you know, we weren't really interested in it either until we heard about somebody making $17,000 a month. I mean, that piques their interest for the business, that piques their interest for the product, and they just kept consistently inviting people over every Thursday to their house and just kept making the calls, and that's kind of what, you know, our Pathfinders is teaching us is consistency, which is what I have always been missing in the past, you know, like I go and then I don't go, and then I go and then I don't go, and with Pathfinders, and with what they were doing, it's just keep going, you know, just keep doing it no matter what, you know, whether you're up one day or down one day, you just keep going. And consistency is what I'm learning through the program, and that's kind of what I learned that hit me the most from that CD.
Good. It's pretty much, this story being told to enough people is pretty much inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to be pretty darn dense not to get it.
Well, and when they broke it down, it was like I mean, it had 70 people in their group the first month, and then when they broke it down at the end of the year, I think it was like everybody bought like $300 worth of stuff. I mean, you know, well, I think at the end of the year it was $1,000 worth of stuff, but the first, was it the first month, I think? An average overall, of like $300.
Yeah, overall in their business it was $360 a month, or $360 was the average buy-in by people
uh-huh.
who joined their business.
And
yeah.
it took a lot of people doing a little bit.
Yeah, and they only did like 20% of what we're kind of wanting to do.
Yeah.
So 20% of one a month? Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting? And I think that's, if there's one thing I would love to do with this group, it's to come back always to that most simple point, that simplest place to come to. Rich, you get to take a shot here at applying back some of the things that we've just talked about to the application of the group.
Repeat that again.
You get to apply the things that we just talked about to the groups. In other words, those things that they've listened to and they've learned, how can we take it back to the group and apply it so that your groups will be more functional overall?
I think is, you know, as we go into our day-to-day sequence of what we've done and what worked, we'll go back either via email, better phone call probably, and talk to our members in our group, you know, and get acquainted with what was working, what didn't work, you know, and then just keep in mind that, you know, that old saying, a penny saved, a penny earned. So every dollar volume that we create, you know, it's $1 closer to silver, or $1 closer to gold, $1 closer to platinum, $1 closer to, you know, diamond. So, it's, you know, every dollar counts, and then, you know, take that aspect and you stay motivated. And with the group, you know, each person starts having their success and starts sharing it. You're starting to trickle down that whole success on a daily versus just on this one-week call, because now your group is starting to work and get things going, so that synergy's starting to flow, and next thing you know, it's like, you know, you're gonna want, if you're not doing anything, you're gonna want to be doing something, so you're gonna start doing what they're doing, or you're gonna create some ideas for yourself, you know, whether it's one-on-ones, groups, trade shows, which seem very interesting, which I'm not used to, and I see a lot of you guys are doing it, so I mean, those are different ideas that I see, that, you know, like week to week I'm hearing it, but now it's going to be more and more because I'm going to be in a group of what people are doing.
Cool. Good. I'm really glad to hear that's working. And I think it was Peggy, you get to apply it for your group.
Apply the book and the...
Yeah,
is that what
some
I meant?
Of the what, so just kind of generally what we've learned from the call today, how does... What can you apply back to your group as you take it back to the group?
Well, I think for one thing is keeping it simple, you know, and not overthinking it, and it's a matter of numbers and just not giving up and being consistent day to day and going out and you know, talking to somebody every day. And it's just a matter of, you know, not giving up. And When Dennis Williams was building his business, all they had was the magnetic products. And we have so much more now that we really, you know, have a much broader market, basically, due to the fact that we have more inventory than what he did. So to hear what they did with just the amount of products that they had, you know, our opportunities today are huge, and just keep going forward and don't give up.
Cool. And then Freedom Force, did you have someone who was assigned to both? Because you read an ad like that? Okay. Well, I have one thing I would love to bring up, and there's just a minute or two to do that. First, we have to go over our homework, and so whoever wants to get extra points for having listened to the Texas call, what is the homework for week number 6? Next week we talk about going silver. That's what, week number 6 or 5? Week number...
Believe in Yourself by Dennis Williams.
Yep.
Yes. That's right. And then finishing the next 3 chapters. So you all got that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, now here's the point. what new program is NECAM implementing for brand new distributors to make more money?
The 20% bonus.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we talked about that last week, right?
Yeah.
Now, how many of you have played with the numbers? Probably not. Most people don't. But let's imagine something. If you were to use the compensation plan as written, and you have a brand new person who comes in, they might do $500 in volume, what would their rank be?
Senior.
500? They're just still a distributor.
Yeah, yeah. They've met one of the requirements to go senior, but they haven't met two. And they have to meet two requirements to go senior. So they would still be a direct distributor. Okay, everybody with that? So you got a brand new distributor with $500. A couple months go by, and they have their very first person come in and get a significant amount of products. They get a $1,500 worth of products, and they fall under this category of the new bonus. In the old days, or if you look at the compensation plan as you read it right off of the chart, how much would that new, or that direct who sponsored the new person, how much would they make on their first $1,500 that took them to silver?
$150. Nothing but retail.
They'd make nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, the new distributor, not the one who sponsored.
The sponsor would make nothing off of the new distributor. That's the way it used to be. I'll show you why this is such a big deal. Can you imagine that might be somewhat disheartening to the new distributor to sponsor somebody who goes $1,700 or $1,500 and they don't get anything?
Yeah.
What advantage did they gain from that transaction?
Well, they just went senior if they did their $500.
That's right. They were able, because they had already done their $500, to use the other person's $1,500 to give them a rank advancement.
Right.
Now they get into a new pay category where they get 5% of the stuff in the future. So if they sponsored a new person and the new person went to that new level of senior, mm-hmm. instead of getting nothing, now they would get 5%
right.
of what that person did, or $75. Everybody okay with all that?
Yep.
The way it used to work. So they got nothing but rank advancement off of a brand new person coming in and going senior. What would they get paid today?
$300. Well, they get 20% if it's within their first 3 months.
Yeah, so actually let's say it happened in the first month. They would make $300.
Yeah.
And last month, they would have made nothing.
Yep.
What happens when your brand new distributor comes in, gets $500 in purchases, signs up one senior, and gets $300? Will they be a more motivated senior?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Will they stay in the business better?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Will they have made more money than most people will ever make in a network marketing company in their lifetime?
Yes.
Amen to that.
Can you see the power of this new program?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huge.
What if you're a silver level distributor and you get a person who comes in and goes senior without a kit? How much would you make? Off of $1,500.
How much?
$300.
Now, wait a second. What would they make totally off of that because you're a silver?
Well, you get 20 plus another bonus, don't you? 20% plus 10?
You get the original 20% you're entitled to because they're a direct and you're a silver. You get 20% off of that anyway. That's 300, right?
Right.
You also get the new sponsor bonus.
You do?
Yeah.
Keep talking, Jerry.
As someone has been in more than, so I've, you know, say I'm in, you know, for years, and I have somebody come in and get this new sponsor bonus, I get 300 also on top of my 20%?
Yes.
You're going to get more than 300.
Oh, but you'd get, you know, 600, basically.
That's right.
Seriously?
Yep.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, I just thought it was for the new people. I didn't know it was for me, too. There's enough to go around.
What it's doing.
I know. Where's it all come from?
Well, what they did was...
I hear the upline's giving up money.
Yeah, they took a percentage out of the silvers and above up your upline to put it into that system. But when you hear that, does it make it more compelling for you to go out and find one senior now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, 10.
10 would do fine, yes. That's a good idea. But I don't think most people ever sit down long enough to figure out the ramifications of some of these things. And so they don't begin to apply it. Now, one perfect example of that is Gina in our group, who at one point I said, Gina, you know, you're close to the performance bonus. And she goes, what's the performance bonus? And I said, well, you've had a couple good months, and you've made the point requirements for this thing called performance bonus, and it's a pool where they split the money up. You get, whoever qualifies gets to be part of splitting up 1% of NECAN's gross business volume for that month. And you only have one more to go. You could get this. So the first time, she goes, well, that's very interesting. How does it work? She's sitting down trying to figure it out on paper. Well, pretty quick, she kind of gets the hang of it. So the first time she got the performance bonus, barely stuck her nose over the top and just squeaked in and got it. But the next, when she saw that $9,000 check come in as a fourth month silver, can you all believe that it changed her perspective?
Oh yeah, yeah.
And by the morning, she had figured out how to get. See, it takes 20 points over a 3 month period in order to get that bonus. By morning, she figured out how she could get 17 points in the first month of the next shift, because it's just something she began to start to pay attention to. And as a result, something else became evident that we didn't know. And that is that the higher your score is above 20 points, the more you get to take a split out of that 1%.
Oh, really? Cool.
Now, when we start talking about silver next week, we're going to start going into more and more details about these amazing business strategies that are very much like they're it's incredibly exciting to think about. It isn't just pie in the sky now. These volumes or these bonuses can make people money quickly. And so I highly recommend you all try it. Come back and tell us how much money your people are making.
Yeah.
Because Wolfgang very astutely said one time, he said, rank gets really boring if you're not making any money. Oh, so who,
yeah.
who has just said, hey, Jerry?
Marcia.
Yes.
If somebody signed up last month, do they go under the old plan, or do they get 3 months, or do they just get 2 months? Do they get these bonuses?
Oh, the performance bonus for 2 months or 3 months?
No.
The extra points. You know what? You guys, I stand corrected. You only get 10% on that performance bonus. Everybody, the other people get. You get 20% for 2 months plus the original sign-up month is when you get that 20% bonus. Okay, y'all got that?
Yeah.
So I was giving you an extra 10% as pre-existing people. So did that answer your question, Marcia? If somebody signed up last month, they get all of that calendar month to get the 20%. The remainder of that calendar month could be 2 days, could be 30 days.
Right.
Plus they get two additional calendar months.
They do.
Months,
okay, they do come under the new.
Where they get 20% bonus on their downline purchases. Okay, everybody got that?
And then the sponsor gets an additional 10%, not 20%.
The sponsor gets an additional 10% unless the sponsor is in their first 3 months.
Got it.
The sponsor in their first 3 months gets 20%.
Got it.
Okay?
All right, cool.
Rock on, people. You are amazing. Okay, we'll see you all next week, and I'm very, very pleased with the progress you're making, but I am a little bit concerned that we've got to turn up the numbers of people we're sponsoring and the volumes we're getting after, so I want your teams to get at that problem, look it square in the eye, and say, how do we break this momentum cycle? Because this group really can set a precedent that will light half of America on fire when you all make it over the top. The more of you that make it over the top, the more you're guaranteeing the future of your teams. Because if you make it, they will see it, and they will believe. If you just sort of, oh, a couple of them got over and whoopee-doo, your people won't get excited. Make sense?
Yep, yeah.
You've got to make it. And
we're there.
It only takes 30 days. So we got to get this momentum up. We got to do, you know, look each other in the eye and say, yeah, you're fine and dandy for all the fluff, but let's get some people in the wagon. Let's get this thing done. All right, hairballs, go out and be hairy.
Bye.
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 Goodbye.
Thanks, team.